everybody.
Yeah. Woo!
Happy birthday, Country Joe. I resolved to do like I always do. Only ever made it a day or two. There's an overweight man with an overweight woman on the sofa watching TV. He's yelling his opinion at the television. She looks up from her food and agrees. They got two bumper stickers on the pickup truck. They keep the pickup parked outside. One sticker says, what would Jesus do? The other bumper sticker says, power of pride. I was thumbing through the stations on my own television when I came across this guy on the religious station singing a song I wrote called Somebody's Coming. He sounded whiter than me somehow. You took me back in time to Glendon, Georgia, when I was such a guilt-ridden Catholic boy. I'm evangelical, agnostic now. I don't know what I'm doing here, and you don't either. Yet. You know whose name I'll be clutching as I'm grabbing my chat. When my dad told me to, his told him to, and I probably pray as much or more than you do. Believe, shit, I believe every word I sing, but believing and knowing, those are two different things. And if you're trying to change the way a stranger's life has to go, I believe this is where I would like to stick to what I know, which is nothing, you know, nothing for sure, so just chill till the next episode. Now back to the lecture at hand. Seems like my neighbor wants to kill what he can't understand. I say, you can't just kill what you don't understand. But I turn on my TV and I say, oh yeah, we can. And we have since the dawn of man, for countless gods whose only real seeming plan is to see to it that clinging to life is our fate. And you got to admit, life's pretty great. But it's killing us. Anything, it's embarrassing. A rusty nail through a careless shoe. You can't help but sit around and wonder sometimes why there's never anything that the nail can do. Or think about how unfair it is that the shoe is just going where it's gotta go to.